Welcome back to Holland Road Baptist Church Encounter Podcasts. This is the podcast where usually we start by asking a guest a fun, spontaneous, random question. But this week instead, we're just asking each other. It's me, Sophie and Anthony. And we will have a special surprise guest later. And we also have another person from the team joining us later. But for now, Sophie, over lockdown, what has been at home, your guilty pleasure at home?
Oh, now I have to expose myself. I've loved watching one of my old favourite TV shows from when I was a child. It's called H2O, Just Their Daughter, and it's all about mermaids. And it is really good. I would actually recommend it. But yeah, it's been a bit of a guilty pleasure, and it's really fun because they basically, whenever they touch water, they become a mermaid. And they're like teenagers, and they have to avoid, you know, touching water. It's just, it's great. So many dramas. And
I don't think you need to sell the show, Sophie. I'm not really watching.
I want people to watch it. Oh, it's so good. Oh yeah, you're making me think about it now. I'll probably watch it when we finish recording this.
Sophie, I used to watch Just Add Water as well, so.
Yes.
And my brother and sister are actually watching it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Am I the odd one out then? Am I the only one?
Yes, you're the weird one in this situation.
I can't believe it. Let's roll the intro music.
Hi everyone, I'm Sophie. I am about to start my final year at university, at the University of Winchester. I'm 20 years old, and this is my last episode as a host.
Hi, I'm Anthony. I'm 16 years old and I will be soon starting college, and I'm one of the new hosts.
And I'm Josh. I'm one of the old hosts, as we're calling it. So this is my last episode as well. I'm 19 years old. I'm heading off to uni in a few weeks' time. But so as we've kind of mentioned, this episode is going to be a bit different. But we have a new team coming together, which includes Anthony hosting, and we have Paddy editing. He's going to be featuring later on. And we're going to also have a surprise guest, as I mentioned, and also some returning guests from previous episodes. But to start with, we have some questions that we asked you guys, the listeners, on Instagram.
So we asked some of you what your favorite verses were, and some of you guys sent them in. So I'll just read some of the ones that we got. So the first verse is Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. And it was sent in by Louisa, and this is a New International Version, which reads, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged."
Amazing. It's a great verse.
Yeah.
Isn't that Guardian, the song?
Yes.
Isn't it based off that verse?
I mean, it sounds right.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. You go before me, you're there beside me. Mm-hmm. That's Guardian.
Mm. I love the fact that it talks about God never leaving. Mm. Because I think, I don't know, in lockdown, I think a lot of people may have been living alone or been feeling lonely. And just the idea that God's always by your side is really comforting.
Amazing. Thanks for that, Louisa.
Okay, so the second verse is Genesis 50, verse 20. And it was also sent in by Louisa. And it reads, "You intend to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
Very relevant, I would say,
yeah,
to now as well.
I think it's a very helpful one. It reminds us how, you know, the bad situations we're in, God can really turn it into something amazing. Like right now, we're in quarantine, but even still, you know, amazing things are happening for people and people are really feeling God's presence. And yeah, it's just a time where God can really work in our lives.
I love that we can like take these verses that people sent in and just reflect on this like one verse. So you can kind of read the Bible in different ways. You can just take a verse on its own, or, you know, you can read a whole chapter. But yeah, I really like that there's these one verses that are really powerful just on their own.
And I think as well, something that, you know, we often think about, you know, what is evil is turned for good. But I love the bit in this verse where the good is described as saving of many lives, and how actually are the things that are meant to harm us could actually end up leading to like mission or encouraging people to faith. And that's really encouraging.
The next one is Romans 8:37, and this was sent in by Esther. "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us."
Now, this is definitely a song that's based around this. Their own collective, more than conquerors, which I also really love that song. Yeah, I really love this verse that we can be stronger through God's love, and using that love as a powerful force.
Shows that music is a great way of learning Bible and memorizing it as well, I guess. Mm. Amazing. Thank you, Esther, for that one.
And the last verse is Psalm 27, verse 4, which was sent in by Unda. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
Yeah, I really love Psalms. I think it's just got some really nice kind of imagery of worship and being in God's presence.
Mm.
So that's one of my favourite part about Psalms, is just that imagery that it has a lot.
I agree. I think I love any time a Bible verse talks about the house of the Lord, I really find it so comforting, as if that's a place that I can come to rest, just how comforting that is.
I love how you can really see how joyous and the worship in the psalm, and how, like, you can see David, even though some of the, you know, times he was writing psalms, he wasn't in a really good place, that he still found time to actually rejoice and praise God. And I think that's a really significant thing for it now, especially that there may be a lot of people going through really hard times right now, but when you rejoice and remember the good things God has done, I think it makes it worthwhile and kind of easier to know that you can push through, because, you know, God's with you through all this.
Yeah, I love that. I have a question for Anthony. What has been one of your favourite things that you've done over the lockdown period?
That's an interesting question. I think for me is going out more. I've actually done more active stuff. I've actually started running,
nice,
which has been exciting. My parents have also started running as well. So it's like we're together in this new thing that we're doing. So yeah, I've enjoyed going out more and trying new things.
This next segment is called the Playlist Extravaganza segment. This week, we're going to be asking Paddy what song he wants to add, because we are putting together a new team to help these Encounter podcasts. And Paddy's going to be helping out. You won't get to hear from him much. He's going to be behind the scenes editing it all together. But we thought we'd introduce him as part of the team. So, Paddy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, my name's Paddy. I'm 25 years old. And as Sophie's already said, I'll be part of the editing team for this podcast going forward. So really excited to be on board. And thanks for having me this afternoon, guys.
Awesome.
Amazing. I love that we said editing team when really it's just Paddy.
I'm a one-man team, John.
One-man team. But yeah, thank you so much for all that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, no problem. Excited to be on board, like I said.
And what song would you like to add to our playlist?
Oh, to tell you what, I think I would love to add Your Grace Is Enough by Matt Mayer. It's absolutely one of my favourite worship tunes of all time. And I think now more than ever, we all need to be reminded that grace is enough.
Absolutely.
And for me, you know, I think there's been so many times in life, certainly recently, but also just, you know, at different periods of my life where I've kind of struggled to realise that that statement really is true. I've tried to kind of control things myself. I've tried to solve problems myself. And really, you know, ultimately, although it's great to be able to have some sense of control in life, we have to realize that ultimately Christ dying for us and God's grace in that really is all that we ever need. And that, that it, you know, everything else will fall into place. Once we realize that and we realize what a wonderful gift that is, we're then able to really put everything else into perspective. And for me, that's always been really helpful.
Yeah, amazing. Nice. That's Paddy, everyone. Thank you very much. And we won't be hearing so much more from you, but yeah, you'll be behind the scenes and you'll be involved. And let's carry on with the podcast. We now have our returning guests for a question that will hopefully be inspiring as well. So it's just about not ruling yourself out and how God can speak to us in different ways. We basically asked some of them, what is something God has been doing or saying to you in that week when we recorded the episode that they were in, or even just throughout lockdown? We're starting with Georgie and what she had to say on that.
One thing that God has been telling me over the last few weeks is that I need to remember where my identity lies. It doesn't lie in the number of likes I get on Instagram, or the number on the scales, or the grade I get back from an essay. But instead, it lies in Christ. and that if I remember that and if everything I do is rooted in that, then I will be unshakable in everything I do, because Christ is unshakable and he is the only solid foundation that life has to offer.
I think that's so true. Society often tries to tell us that don't put your identity in, you know, what you look like, don't put your identity in all these different things, but they don't actually tell you where to put it, because they don't have that answer, because God is the answer. And so, yeah, I just completely agree with that and completely relate to that. And it's something that I think even when you know it, it's still really difficult to live out. So yeah, that's really helpful for me personally.
So that was Georgie. That was from the episode where people were giving their testimonies and she gave her testimony. So if you want to go back and check that out, I think that was episode one of this season. But let's have a listen to the next one.
One of the things that God has been speaking to me about this week, and as I'm recording this, is about how he's the God who provides. His name, one of his names, is the Lord who provides. And just seeing that personally over these days and weeks, even this week we had a boiler break and just needing actually replacing. It was quite an old boiler. And God wonderfully provided that same week with a couple of ways, different amounts of money just coming in so that we could cover that. So just personally seeing that, but also on a bigger scale, just seeing him provide for the church in these days, and particularly for that amazing World Missions Gift Day we had. And yeah, just learning to keep trusting that where God guides, he provides. And even where we need wisdom as we go forward as a church, knowing that God will provide that too.
And yeah, that was David. So he's the leader of the team at Home Road. He was also on the testimonies episode.
I think it's really important to remember that, yeah, God provides. You know, I think sometimes it's hard to see that, especially when if it seems like you're not really getting what you hoped or prayed for. I think especially now with the results out, I think it's really hard for some people to see, you know, their careers going the way they want, or, you know, education and stuff. But I think remembering that at the end, it's God that's going to help you get to that place. And you don't know his plan, what he has for you. His plan may be greater than what you want to do. And I think it's just remembering to put our lives in his hands, sitting back a bit and saying, you know, God, you're in control. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's have listen to the next one. It's a bit of a shorter one, but let's see what God was saying to the next person.
You know, I just think God's given me rest.
Amazing. So that was Dan Rigg from the episode where we were talking about writing music and just generally about worship. Yeah, I really like that. Just short and sweet. That he's just given rest. And it's been definitely people been able to stay home more and just be able to kind of slow down and kind of almost analyze and reflect on the way that we live such busy lives.
I don't know whether I'm going to take this like in a completely different direction, but I think it's really interesting because I used to always assume that rest meant that you had time, and obviously we've had lots of time at the moment, but I still haven't found myself resting. And that's because my mind is so occupied with concerns and worries about, you know, lockdown and life at the moment. And so I think coming to an understanding where just because I look like I'm resting, it doesn't actually mean I'm resting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a common misconception that we have. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I guess it's often to do with how you use your time that you're resting in.
Yeah. I think for me, resting would be probably spending time with God, reflecting on my day, saying what I'm thankful for. I think that's something we've, as a family, have tried to do. Say things that we're thankful for. And if we don't know what to be thankful for, find something to be thankful for, because I think there's always something to be thankful for. Even if it's a busy day, I think spending time with God, that can be your rest. Spending time with the family, going for a walk. I agree with you, Sophie. I used to think that rest meant, you know, you had time and you weren't doing anything at all. But even in the business of life, I think we can find rest with God.
And we have one last previous guest, so let's see how God was moving in their week.
Yes, although lockdown's been a difficult time, one thing it has done for me is it's given me more time. Definitely been reading the Bible more and definitely been praying more. So that's been a real blessing.
So that was Neil. He was from the CAP episode. He was talking about how to manage money, if you're going to uni or just generally in life. That was episode 2. So there we go.
I think it's true. Like, I think we have had more time and I'm really glad that Neil has been able to use that to read the Bible, because I think it's sometimes the trap to fall into where you say, oh, if only I had more time, and then you get more time and you just watch more TV. Yeah. And so I think that's definitely been a challenge for me. I've known that actually having more time doesn't always mean that I focus more on God. It's still have to make a choice to do that. And I think whenever I say I don't have enough time, that isn't actually an excuse, because even when I do have the time, I don't do it. So yeah, I think that's really cool.
Josh, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
This is a more spontaneous question.
Go for it.
If you were stuck on a desert island,
okay,
but you only had one dish that you could have for the duration of that time you're on the island, what dish would you have?
So I think like the smart answer, or at least I think the smart answer is just to go with curry, because there's so many different variations. And you can get like a vegetable curry, you can get a chicken, you can get, you know, ooh, you can get the sides and the rice. But I don't know if that counts, if that's just kind of cheating.
Yeah, isn't the dish one meal? Surely the sensible answer, sorry, I'm like gate crashing your answer now. The sensible answer is like a roast dinner, because you've got your meat, your veg, your, what else? What other food groups are there?
Potatoes.
Yes, carbohydrates, all there.
Yeah. You have potatoes for curry, though. Your gobi alu, I think. I'm not sure if that's right. Is that potato? Sag alu.
Sure.
So for this last question, we have our surprise special guest. Nelia, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi. So, yeah, I'm Nelia. I'm Josh's mother. And I've been going to Harvard for a long time. I'm married to Mike and I have a daughter, Luisa. And I am Brazilian.
Lovely. So the reason that we thought you'd be a good person for this is you are part of the prayer team. And so prayer has been a big part. We've tried to make it a big part of this podcast. So we wondered if we could ask you, what are some good ways that we can pray with one another, either friends or family? Yeah.
Yes, that's great. Thanks for inviting me and for the question. Actually, I have the privilege and joy to lead the prayer team at Home Road, our church. And that's really special for me, because I love prayer and I love praying with people. And I think that's something that for some people, it's very natural and easy, especially for people like me who loves talking. But I think prayer for me is talking to God. It's expressing how I feel, my frustrations and the good things, and asking for things. But to pray with friends and family, it's a privilege, because you're sharing. And I think a good way to pray with one another, if I say pray with friends, the best way is just to meet with your friends if you can at the park. Of course, with lockdown, things are a bit more complicated, but you can talk to them on the phone and just share life, and then pray for each other, like, you know, finishing your conversation. And that is very helpful, very, very helpful. So pray with your friends is a privilege, because you pray for your friends and you end up feeling the blessing and being joyful with them when you hear your prayer being answered. And praying with your family, it's something really special, because it's a special gift from God. For me as a mother, it's a privilege again. I know I like saying the word privilege today a lot. Yeah, when God gives you children, it's very special. And to pray for them, it's something that I think we parents do all our lives. But to pray with them, it's showing them that you can trust in God and you don't have to worry about things, and sharing faith. When you teach your children, when you pray with your children, you already showing them that you have faith in God. And praying with your family can be anything simple when they're very young, as a first thing in the morning, thank you, God, for this day and help us at school this morning. Or praying for your little friend at school that was upsetting you or you worry about. Or praying over meals and at the end of the day say having something to say thank you for to God. It can be simple prayers when they're young, and as they grow older, it's just amazing to see them praying. I remember we were going back to Brazil from England, and Joshua had some money for birthday present, and he bought a Nerf gun, you know, those yellow orange thing. And we were at the airport. Then when they check your bags, they said, you got a gun in your bag. I said, no, it's a toy. They said, no, you can't take it. So I'm like, oh, Josh was really disappointed. So Brazilian, I went back and I tried to ask them to let us get the bag go through so we didn't have to carry on. And we couldn't do it because we had plenty of luggage. Anyway, at the end, the guy said, all right, then do it. And so when I came back, we saw the luggage. Josh was so happy. They were praying, Joshua, Luis, and Mike, they were praying that I could manage to solve the problem. But for me, the special thing was Joshua saying, oh, we need to pray to say thank you now to God that he helped us to solve a problem. And that's something that you guys, as our children, learn from seeing us praying. So pray with your family is something really special. And I think as a mother, I have also learned from my children praying, from their prayers. I have learned as well a lot of stuff. So pray with your family is really special. Pray, but just talk to God. It's as simple as that. The best way is there's something to talk about it. Why not give it to God and make it very simple and very real? Yeah. That's helpful.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something that I often will forget to do, is pray to say thank you when a prayer is answered. And it's really important to do. But yeah, I often forget.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, just take prayer as a something everyday thing. I used to drive from home sometimes, going to Holland Road, and then just say, driving in the car, say, oh, please, Lord, help me to find a good space to park. So, you know, it doesn't have to be amazing, big words or anything like that. Just pray with people anytime, in the car, with your family, with your friends, and God answers your prayers. So yeah, have a go. If you're listening to this, have a go.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us.
Yeah.
It's really a pleasure. Helpful. Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. This has been an HRBC Encounter podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at @encounter_HR. This is the last podcast this summer, but we will be back sometime in the future. So look out for updates on Instagram. Yeah, they'll be back with a new team. Anthony, would you like to pray for us?
Yes, sure. I'd love that. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that we have to come together and record this podcast. I pray for everyone in lockdown. I pray for families, people who are maybe living alone. I pray for teachers and nurses, doctors, everyone who's pushing through. I pray that you be with them. I pray that they know you, Lord. I pray that they know that you're there with them, Lord, that you can overcome anything and that we are conquerors because of you, Lord. And yeah, I just pray that we really feel your presence, Lord, and be with everyone as lockdown carries on and seems to be easing a bit. Pray that, yeah, you give us wisdom for the next steps ahead. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.